there, welcome to my channel. My name is Doug and I'm back with another fountain pen video. Today I'm going to try to make the case that Pen BBS of Shanghai, China is the best fountain pen maker in the world. Now that's a pretty bold statement, and I state it out loud because, well, it brings in more views for my channel. At least I didn't put a thumbnail on the video with me with a face like this. Seriously though, I think Pen BBS should be considered as one of, if not the best, fountain pen company in the world based on their quality, independence, innovation of design, and affordability. Certainly, you can say all of your Mont Blanc, Pelican, Waterman, Lamy, Sailor, Pilot, Faber-Castell, all of the big boys are arguably the best fountain pen companies in the world. If you're talking price, prestige, history, all of those things, you might be right. But I'm talking about pens that most anyone can afford. Pens that are not only affordable, but there's such a variety of styles, finishes, and filling systems. There is something for every eye and every hand. They are continuing to come up with new innovations and new products constantly. I don't see this kind of commitment to fresh thinking in other pen companies. So please join me as I explore what I think is the best fountain pen company in the world right now. I know it's a wild claim to make that Pen BBS is the best fountain pen company in the world, but I've collected a lot of pens over the last 3 years, and the most I've purchased from one company have been from Pen BBS. Now, perhaps if I were Rudy Giuliani, I might have collected hundreds of Mont Blancs instead, but I'm talking about an ordinary pen enthusiast who doesn't have thousands of dollars to spend on pens per month. So yes, my claim of the best fountain pen company in the world has a caveat. For ordinary pen lovers, without a $1 million budget. I would have said that on my thumbnail and title, but the printing would have been so small, even Rudy couldn't read it. There are other companies that have more current models, like Hero, Moonman, Majon, and Jinhao. And if you include all the pens that Hero and Jinhao make as OEM manufacturers for other brands in the world, the list runs to thousands of models. There are some pen companies that have had many more finishes available on their models, like Leonardo, for example, where they are seemingly coming out with new finishes every day. But I did say affordable, and a Jonathan Brooks acrylic Leonardo is not in the realm of affordable for most fountain pen lovers. They are nice to look at, but $600 is not affordable. What about a pen company that has had more innovations, more changes, more new finishes, more new filling systems, more new interesting product ideas than anyone else, and sells them for under $100? I can't find anyone that has the range of models, the range of filling systems, range of acrylics, and the number of new innovations that Pen BBS has had over the last 3 years. If anyone out there can point me to a company that does what Pen BBS does, please let me know in the comments, because I haven't seen anything close. So if you will indulge me, I want to take you through some of the amazing things that Pen BBS has had to offer over the last 3 years. And we'll start with filling systems, because again, I don't know any other company that has come out with everything that Pen BBS has. So category one, cartridge, cartridge converter, and eyedropper pens. I put these three filling systems together because the base model 308 has all three. In fact, there are 6 current models that take cartridges and a converter, and 4 of those models can be eyedroppered. I have this 308, a 323, a 480, and a 491. They all come with converters, but they're also pre-designed to be eyedroppered, as well as they all have O-rings at the bottom of the section. Category 2, eyedropper. Then there are 2 models of Pen BBS that are eyedropper only. This is the 471 mini pocket pen, and there is a double-ended pen, the 469. The 471 is a marvelous little pocket pen or purse pen that becomes a full-sized fountain pen when you screw the cap on to post, and you fill the ink chamber here with an eyedropper, and they're about the size of a large lipstick. I don't have a double-ended 469, but that pen has 2 ink chambers that are eyedropper filled. You can put 2 different size fountain pen nibs on it and use 2 different colors of ink. Or you can put a rollerball on one end if you wish, because Penn BBS supplies it with a rollerball section included as an extra, in addition to the two nibs. And Category 3, piston filler. Penn BBS has one piston filler, the 309. I admit this is not the best piston filler for the money, and I'm hoping Penn BBS will redesign this model or come up with a new model piston filler soon. Category 4, the vacuum filler. If the Penn BBS 309 piston filler is not exactly the crown jewel of the Penn BBS line, I think the Penn BBS 456 vacuum filler is the best pen they currently make. It's comfortable, posts deeply and securely, and becomes a well-balanced pen, and it comes in so many incredible acrylics. Plus, it's only $34 for the base model. I now have six of them. Galaxy, black on black, with a black nib, very cool. Amber is a cat, Tootsie, Niangao, and Purple Cloud. Thank you, Linda. Category 5, the bulk filler. So who else makes a bulk filler fountain pen? Anyone? Anyone? Just shout them out. Bueller? Bueller?
Bueller? Bueller? Bueller?
Well, the answer is Conned. And not Conned as well, because they're not making them right now. And there's no indication of when they might start making them again. When they were making the Conned bulk filler, they were priced far from affordability for most folks. The Penn BBS bulk filler is the 355, and it's, yes, $40. I have one in Amber as a cat, and one in Galaxy, of course. And for those of you that don't know, the bulk filler acts like a syringe. You pull the rod back to capture the piston that's back here. You just keep turning the knob. And then once it's captured the piston, you push the piston down, and then you put the nib in the ink, and you pull the piston up, and it sucks up ink into the barrel. Then you turn the rod back to the right again. It disengages that rod from the piston, and keeping the nib in the ink, you push the rod back down again and close it up. They take a ton of ink, and it's a fabulous fountain pen. So who else is doing this for $40, huh? Bueller? Bueller?
Bueller?
He's sick.
Category 6, the magnetic piston filler. Okay, who's doing this but Penn BBS? I admit this filling system is a bit of a gimmick. There are two models of magnetic fillers from Penn BBS. This one, the 492 Year of the Rat, and the 487, which is the production model of the same pen. There's a magnet in the cap that pulls on the magnet holding the piston in the barrel and moves it up and down to suck up ink. It's easier to see on this transparent model. See the magnet sticks there. You move the piston down to the bottom, put the pen in the ink, and then move the magnet back up again and it sucks up ink. It's great in theory, but it doesn't work so well in practice. But again, who is doing this but Penn BBS? And this 487 in Galaxy, yes, was $40. And Category 7, the spring filler. And the list of interesting filling systems continues. This is the Penn BBS 500, and it is a spring filler. And as to who else is doing this, well, the Twisby Go has a spring filling system, and this Fanmu has a spring piston filler similar to the Go. But neither of them is as elegant as the Penn BBS 500. And to those of you who think the 500 is a copy of the Twisby Go, seriously. I mean, seriously.
I mean, come on.
This is my 500 in Amber. I had a 500 in Galaxy, but I gave it to my son for his birthday and he uses it every day. It takes a lot of ink and it's fun to fill. You unscrew the end of the rod and it slides out. And then you turn it in the opposite direction and it engages with that piston spring. Push the piston down, put it in the ink, and then let the spring up and it sucks up ink. And you can do that as many times as you want to get a nice full fill. Once you've done that, you retract the knob by turning it back the opposite way and screwing it down inside. An ingenious little system and works very nicely. This is the Amber is a Cat 500, and yes, it was $39. Category 8, the pump filler. Just when you thought we'd run out of filling mechanism types, there's another one from Penn BBS. This is a Penn BBS 348 pump filler. This was a test model, and I'm not sure what has become of the development of this into a full production model for Penn BBS. This came out about a year ago. But it's intriguing. The Penn BBS design team took the body of their flagship model, the 308, and incorporated an ingenious pump filling mechanism into it. You take off the blind cap, and then there is this mini spring filler inside a tube that when you pump it, it pumps the ink up through that feeder tube that you see inside there. Just four or five little pumps like that, and it fills that chamber. It is very similar in concept to the Parker Vacumatic that was patented back in 1932. There are a lot of pens that continue to use this kind of technology, like this Wingsung 601 Flighter that uses a similar kind of pump filler mechanism. But the fact that Penn BBS, with all their filling systems, is exploring how to incorporate a Vacumatic into one of their models of fountain pens, I find laudable. They continue to find ways to explore new ideas and improvements to their products. And what about finishes? Add to all the filling systems available a plethora of acrylic finishes that actually inspired the name of the Penn BBS Facebook fans page, Taste the Rainbow. And the range of choices is mind-boggling.
What seems to be your boggle?
My boggle?
Just look at some of the variety of turned acrylic finishes that are made by Penn BBS, and you start to see why there are so many collectors of everything Penn BBS. Now let's look at shapes. There's a model for every taste, it seems. From the cigar and torpedo shapes of the 308 and the 480, to the flat top designs of the 500, the 355, and the 487, to the conical designs of the 309 and the 491, to the unusual shapes like the superbly shaped 323 and the desk pen rat-tailed 267. And if you taste run-to-metal pens, Penn BBS has a couple of models in satin aluminum like this twisted 380 and brass like this new model 499. And the aluminum models come with an included rollerball swappable nib. And what about new models? That's the other thing. There are new models coming out all the time from Penn BBS. Just recounting what I've seen since I've heard of Penn BBS, so that's about 2.5 years now, I've seen these new models. The 480 torpedo shape, the 355 improved model bulk filler, the 491, the 500 spring filler, the 487 magnetic filler, a model 100 with a 14 karat gold hooded nib, the 348 test model pump filler, and the 499 brass. And then add to that the annual Chinese New Year pens. This one from 2020, the Year of the Rat, 492 magnetic piston filler, and the 2021 Year of the Ox, 535, which is a bulk filler. We're still waiting on the Year of the Tiger 2022 pen model. And you can add to that list calligraphy nibs. Not just one calligraphy nib, but 22 of them. I'll repeat that, 22 of them. 15 of those are in 14 karat gold with a variety of hand engraved designs from flowers to koi finish. The steel calligraphy nibs like this one are $20 and the 14 karat gold ones start at $114. Plus the company continues to sell parts bags so users can maintain their own pens and replacement nibs in these wonderful nib charms for only $6. And in Bynese selections, you can purchase bookmarks, notebooks, pen rests like these, and craft knives like this one in a beautiful Penn BBS acrylic called Starry Night. Penn BBS also sell ink. In fact, that's how they got started as a group before they made pens. They don't sell the ink through the Etsy shop for international shipping reasons, but you can purchase Penn BBS inks through Van Ness Pens, based in Arkansas in the United States, and they also ship to Canada. And there you have it. If you like this video, please like and subscribe, And don't forget to ring that bell to get instant notifications whenever a new video is posted. You can also join as a member of my channel too for only 99 cents a month. I guarantee I'll answer your comments in the comment section, and you'll get cool emojis and badges. Plus, now I'm providing unboxing videos as I get new pens, exclusively for members only. And that just leaves it for me to say, thank you for watching. And that's all she wrote.
I made this.